Hey everybody, and welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bowden. With me, as always, is Frank Gazzero.
Hello.
And Katie Arroyo.
Hello.
And those of us that heard that I ate edibles.
Many edibles.
I ate, well, it was an edible and an edible.
Yeah.
It was one of Russ's dank-ass delectables.
Which looked like just an actual good dessert.
It did look pretty good.
Okay, so we have a little Tupperware. They just look good.
They just look like really, and they are good. And they
look
don't
like something you'd get at a pastry shop or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like it doesn't taste.
And they fucking smell good. I would eat these.
Yeah.
You shouldn't eat all of them. No,
don't eat all of them.
Eat one,
right?
Good.
I will not.
They smell good. They taste good. They're
they
great.
Smell
they're
really
delectables.
Good.
They're edibles.
And we've
they're
seen
Russ's,
how powerful they can.
And
be.
They're dank ass.
This
so
isn't a stupid commercial. If they smelled bad, I would be like. And I'm going to close the Tupperware.
Yeah. You know it that they don't smell bad because I was waiting for Katie to be like, it smells
like
fucking
weed.
Yeah.
No, most edibles just smell
just
like
stink.
Weed.
Yeah, these don't. And they're really good. And we know that a lot of people heard the last edible episode and got a hold of Russ and liked his page. And if you haven't yet, go like Russ's dank ass delectables.
If you're
into
that,
buy some edibles.
They're really good.
Yeah. I would like to remind you guys we are on a time crunch.
Uh-oh.
With these edibles.
I mean, are we though?
All right, so just to recap, the first time you did one of Russ's delectable edible dank ass delectables, you ate 30
Russ's
milligrams.
Dank ass delectables.
And it hit you hard.
Yeah, hit me hard.
And you did 100 this time.
Whoa.
Just or about
80 to 100, something
we'll
like
say
that. 80-ish.
Conservatively 65.
Oh, all right.
You're
all
lowering it every time, but
yeah,
I feel
you have
like
lowered it
every
time
more.
You've said
it's gone down. All right, so now. We're going to start our games, our fun and games. This is where I will hand the episode over to Katie.
Okay. Oh, you're handing over like literally right
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. So
mid-sentence. Okay.
Does Katie need another glass of wine?
Thank all right, you.
So Ash told you about this headphone game that I'm about to play?
Yes. So this is what happens.
Okay.
You record yourself saying something, and then this app like repeats it back to you a little bit slower than you're saying.
Okay.
And it completely fucks with your mind.
Okay.
All right.
This is gonna be wonderful. And this is sponsored by Russ's dank ass delectables. Shout out
it
to
is.
Russ.
This whole episode. Thanks, Russ.
She okay. That looked as sincere as it sounded.
As sincere as it sounded. With a nice sear on the steak, it was a sincere seared steak, and it sounded that way.
With sweet and sour chicken strips.
Okay.
Hey, we're all going to die from coronavirus, you guys.
I feel like we're not going to die. We're just going to have a bad week.
Okay.
Has nobody had the flu?
So I put these on. I'm putting on headphones.
Once you put them on, go ahead. Are they on? So the thing is, Brian has them on now. It's really hard to hear anything else. Like if we talk in a moderately low voice, he can not hear us, which is why he's just looking at us with a crazy face.
Yeah, he doesn't
right
know.
Now.
He looks like a dog listening to his owners.
To Russ.
He can't hear anything.
He just looks like a dog that's like, I'm pretty sure this is exciting.
He's like,
but I
think
really know
something's happening. I gotta get bacon.
Treats? Cookies?
Okay. Oh. Pull this off for 1 second. Okay, could you even hear us?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, but not much, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what I'm going to need you to do, you're going to talk into my iPhone microphone.
Okay.
And I just want you to just say, could you just like say the words Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, like the words to that song, okay?
Okay, ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I... how I wonder what you are.
Whoa.
Up above of the world song.
Oh my god. Oh my god, he's crying.
Oh man.
Hey, dude, who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who's on first?
Brian just looked around, opened his eyes. They were full of tears.
He opened his eyes
and
like
then
he
flailed his hands. And then he cowered like a scared little puppy dog.
He can't do it. It's too much.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, how about this?
Is this recording?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you need a break? Was it too much? He just knocked over his camera.
Oh, oh,
okay.
Gotta fix that.
Was that too much?
This is amazing. Oh, my God.
Okay, okay. All right, this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
That is what I want my brain to do every time I talk.
No.
No, it
no,
isn't.
No, you don't.
You didn't sound like a person.
You did not sound normal.
I can't wait to hear it back. Okay.
Okay, what I want you to do.
I want to do an edible episode where I'm
right?
high one day.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
We'll do the next one with you.
I just wanted to put the headset against the speaker so people could kind of hear what I was hearing, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you hear the echo?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I just wanted people to get an understanding
of what was going on in my head.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It was fucking great. How'd I do?
You did okay. You actually did pretty well.
You nailed it.
So when Ash tries to do this, it like breaks his brain and he like cannot not focus on the sound. And I was like, oh, comics can probably just talk right through it. we only care about ourselves.
Find something fun for me to read that you think would be fun. In the meantime, Frank, find something.
Can you tell me your top five things that you like about Tara? But put your headphones on. What are your top five things you like about Tara? Okay. Go.
These are in no particular order, but she makes me laugh. She knows she knows like how to talk.
Oh my God.
Talk to me. And she's so fun. And like we do this. Like we're just not on the same page. Like we really, really, really click, man. I love you, honey.
Oh my God.
Was that five?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
Shout out to Russ. Okay.
Oh God.
All right.
That was big shout out to Russ.
Oh. Wait, Katie, I want you to do
it.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
I'll try it.
You do.
I haven't ever tried it. You've never done it? No, I waited.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All
right, can you...
What do you want me to do?
All right.
You want me to read something?
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's hard.
You know what? Do Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Okay.
That way I can kind of get an idea.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, how I wonder... What you are. Did I just pause?
Y'all, it fucks your timing up, too. Yeah,
yeah it does it all, man. It's a fucked up thing.
Okay,
this is great.
I'm going to try to just go for it. And
yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
I can't. Okay, ready? Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder.
This is unbelievable.
Okay, let's make Frank.
Yeah,
try.
Frank, you gotta do it.
All right, what do you want me to say?
Okay,
just do twinkle, twinkle, little star.
So
no, man, switch it up. Do old McDonald
like,
hey, Frank.
It feels like
you're
on
row,
time.
Row, row your boat.
Yeah.
All right,
okay, just
right
talk
here
into this mic because I don't know which one. Right
part
into there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. I tried to fight through it. It's hard.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Tell us the five things you like about Kirsten.
Yeah.
She's really funny. She's fun to hang out with. She plays Overwatch. And she's a good cook. And she's nice to me.
Frank's brain just lets him do it.
I know.
I feel like if I zone out and I don't listen, I can maybe talk normal for a minute.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing great with it.
But if I think about it, it doesn't work.
If you think about it, like
you gotta shut your ears off.
Sing a song.
Twinkle, twinkle.
My voice
stopped.
Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. It feels like a wizard is stopping my voice.
Hey, Frank, don't you want your head to be like that all the time?
No.
Yeah,
you do.
Because then I'd sound like the lady who lives downstairs.
All right, give it back. Did you find something for me to read?
That's crazy.
That's amazing, right?
Right? Yeah.
All right. So, Frank, what do you have for me to read? The song there.
Oh, I found sexy passages from the Song of Solomon.
Oh, yes. Perfect. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I don't know what that is. What is it? What am I about
Song of Solomon is a book in the Old Testament that is very, like, poetic, but it's all just, it's just a book about how much you want to fuck somebody. Oh. That's all
okay,
it is.
Okay, perfect. Here.
Let me find a good part. Oh. No, the beauty.
I was gonna make you read 50 Shades of Grey.
I did look up passages from that.
Did you?
But like, they're all actually, that might be better. They're all like short, really short quotes.
That's probably fine. Yeah.
Oh, actually, these will be funny. So yeah, so read. Okay. They're all numbered. Just scroll down and read them.
Oh my God! There's a slot machine. There's a slot machine. Make
Is that,
that
in
stop.
Your thing? Okay, go ahead. Go
an
ahead.
Ad
go.
Or
You're
something.
You're good now.
Here, read those.
Katie just had an app go off. All right.
Okay. Put it over your ears.
Put it over your ear.
You gotta do it right. Okay.
Suddenly he sits up and tugs on my panty.
Off.
It throws him on the floor. Pulling off his box of grief. His erection. His erection. Is he your
Yeah.
Is a
say it.
Erection.
I did it.
His erection.
Okay, go ahead. What else?
His erection springs free.
It was too much. You gotta take a break.
How'd I do?
Oh, you did so great.
You're still doing good.
Keep it up. You're doing great.
Thank you for the vote of confidence. He reaches between my legs and pulls on the blue string.
What?
And gently pulls my dick.
What is that?
He gently pulls my tampon out and tosses it in the nearby toilet.
Holy Where are fuck. These people?
Sweet mother of all, jeez. How'd I do?
You did so
you nailed it.
What even was that? What was that?
I didn't know that was in that book.
That he was reaches in the Bible?
He preaches
no, that,
between.
No, that's really great.
I was like, what Bible are you?
That
no,
yeah.
The Bible
he reaches
didn't
and
have
pulls
tampons.
The tampon.
Didn't have tampons then.
Was that from 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, yeah. Everything he read was, yeah.
Okay.
The Song of Solomon stuff is too, like, long and wordy.
Yeah.
He suddenly sits up, pulls my panties, and throws them on the floor, pulling off his boxer brief. His erection springs free. I don't think it came out that way.
It sounded sort of something happened.
That's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. You can thank Ash for that. He was like, I know exactly what you guys need to do.
Oh my God.
That's a great idea
it
for
was
a game.
Yeah.
Holy
we could just
shit.
Keep doing that.
Oh my God.
You have no idea what you sounded like.
I
you
have
sounded
no.
like a little.
You guys,
person.
I have no idea.
You
I went
sounded
into
like someone
world.
You'd be asked not to make fun of at a comedy show.
Yeah, but. You do.
Hey, we have one of them here tonight, so maybe don't.
Surprise, maybe don't.
You know,
do that,
guys,
thanks.
It's so fucked up. Like, cause you experience it.
Yeah.
But you're not hearing what I'm hearing
no.
at
no.
all.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I oh my God, that
well,
was
like
so
when you speak,
fucked up.
You expect the sounds, like you expect to hear the sounds you're saying at a certain time.
No, but
and
the
then
thing,
it, you don't hear
I'm,
them then.
But what I'm trying to say is,
up.
But what I'm trying to say is, I don't know how I sounded at all. Like
yeah.
when I hear that back, it's going to sound completely different than what I experienced.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is.
I have no idea what just happened.
It's going to be a lot.
Shout out to Russ's dank ass delectables.
Is that an app on the phone?
Yes.
What's the app called for everybody?
It's called Sweet.
Well, let them pay us. Tell them we need to get paid.
It's called
Say
we
pay
wait.
Us and we
it's
will
called
use
pay us and we'll tell you.
Pay us and we'll fucking tell you app. That's the name
it's
of it.
Called
pay us and we'll fucking tell you.
Pay me.
Pay us and we'll tell you.
Sounds like a drunk deaf person. Oh, that was amazing.
That was
That's
really
so
funny.
Fucking funny. All right, Katie, what's next on the docket?
Well,
can we listen to another song?
No, we got to keep going. We got to keep plowing through.
We got to go.
We're plowing through. We're plowing through.
All right. Shout out to Russ's Dan Gastelum.
Yeah,
shout out to Russ.
For sure.
And fucking that cart place.
Yeah.
The cart place.
By that
cart place, he means the RI Indoor Karting Entertainment Center in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Thank you. We will be going maybe
we'll
Saturday,
be going
maybe Friday.
On
I don't know.
Saturday, May 6th.
We're going Saturday, babe. I mean, Friday. All right.
I'm going to start with an easy question for you, okay?
All right. What is this?
We're just asking you questions.
Q&A now. From the audience.
Q&A.
Oh, all right. These are the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all, what are you going to wear Friday?
I'm wearing a red and blue plaid shirt.
Okay, good.
Red and blue.
Red
I actually
blue.
Have it hanging.
Very American.
Listen. I love
very
blue bread.
Very American.
It's
red
the best
and blue.
Kind. Yeah, bread and blue.
I have it hanging up.
I bleed
up.
Red and blue.
Like, I have it hanging up because I'm ready to go.
Wow.
I'm ready
yeah,
to
okay.
do this.
Yeah. All right, second question. You get to pick a Phish encore. What songs will they play?
Ooh.
What two songs will they play?
Because that'll take 2 hours.
One? Yeah, we don't have time for you to play more than two.
Let me see. You got two, you know, like, you got 2001. That could be a real banger, you know.
Is that a song?
Yeah. And fucking Harry Hood. That's another one that could just rock your face off because you won't be expecting it. I don't know, man. It all depends on the night. Like right now, I would like to hear fucking Lou Reed covers by Phish.
Okay.
That's what I
do
would
they
want.
Do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they cover Lou Reed all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like rock and roll. You know, they say they rock and roll. There's other ones that they do. To answer the question, it depends on the night.
Okay, depends on the night. Mark
that down. And it took a lot for him to get that
it
out.
It took a lot
it
for me to
a
get
lot.
That out.
Yeah.
There's so many Phish songs. Like, I have a whole poster, 101 Dead Songs. I mean, Phish songs. I got that one.
I was like, what? All right.
He has a poster with, like, it's like a big painting
it's
with references to everything.
It's just a painting. Yeah, a lot of things are happening.
Yeah, but they're all Phish songs. So, like, Divided Sky, Harry Hood, you know, Iculus.
Isn't that wild that someone made that?
Yeah, like, it's really cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. Big Black Furry Creature.
Is there one called
Mars?
Purple Ocean?
Nope.
Oh.
But there's Waiting in the
Muddy
Velvet
Waters.
Sea. Yeah.
We should play a game where we look at this poster and guess Phish songs.
Oh, you wanna?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, see
horse?
The guy in
Park
the
Horse.
There's
Park
a
horse.
Guy in the bottom left-hand side wearing a hat and, like, a jersey shirt. I feel like that's about to get out on a rape case.
Yeah. That's that famous Phish song.
Yeah, famous Phish song. And there's, like, the other guy in the tub that's, like, just
rape
got
case
assaulted by that
You know what?
Guy.
That's the song I want to hear as an uncle.
Rape case.
Yeah. But they're going to jam on that rape.
That's
going to be the hardest rape
That's
going to
be the jammiest rape that's ever raped.
The longest rape case.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Longest rape.
Yeah. And everyone will be like, can you believe
forever.
We get to hear this rape? Oh my God.
Get your glow sticks out.
Yeah, so many.
Them. All right, next question.
Next question. What is the best decade for music?
Ooh.
I would say the 60s.
Hmm. Do you have a reason?
Because it's the winter?
The Beatles?
The
Beatles?
Yeah, the Beatles.
Yeah, like, the Beatles
like
were
the
around
Beatles?
And like that's when the Dead started happening.
Yeah.
Fucking like when you sang shit in the 70s, like you meant shit like, that you sang
you felt
in the
it.
60s
and also
70s.
Like in the 60s like they were kind of
can I go 65 to 75?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably better.
That's
yeah,
what I want.
I agree.
I want 65
Early
60s, to 75.
I'm like,
yeah, because that's when they were like inventing
yeah.
rock
music.
And roll.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like in the 60s too people were like so in the 40s, we were like, oh, my God, we're at war. This is real shitty. In the 50s, we were like, let's have kids. We're lame now. And in the 60s, we were like,
let's get fucked
let's
up
actually make music and think about things again.
Yeah,
because
right?
we've been busy.
Sign, sign, and we're signed. And the sign said, long hair hippie people need not apply.
That might not be the best example, but yes, but that
yeah,
is a
lots
good
of
one.
Songs.
Yes.
All right, this is a real serious one from your friend, comic Ray Harrington.
Okay.
Ask him to explain why he likes the Transformers franchise.
Oh, yo, Transformers is the most banana shit ever. I love Transformers so fucking much because it's like it started out like the first one was like, oh, cool, they made a Transformers movie, and now it's like. Since the beginning of time, Knights of the Round Table was a fucking Transformer and shit.
What?
And Frankenstein.
Like in
bananas.
King Arthur's time?
Like
a thousand years ago?
Like there's no more Transformers rules. It's like they threw everything.
Wait,
there's
so
a
now
movie
they go back in
with
time?
Something
there's
from
a
thousand
movie,
years ago?
There's a movie.
Or whatever.
There is a fucking Transformers movie where they show clips of the past, like pictures.
Where there's Transformers?
The past, where there's Transformers. There's a motherfucking Transformer next to Harriet Tubman, Frank.
And what does it look like?
I swear to
does
God.
Does it transform into a horse and buggy?
I don't know. I don't know. They didn't get into that shit. They didn't make a fucking Transformer. Harriet Tubman movie, which I would go see because I love.
I mean, who wouldn't go see that?
But yo, I got all of them on fucking Blu-ray.
There?
There's like eight.
I was excited when I heard about the movies, and then they just looked so bad. They looked so bad.
There's five. There's five, and they're fucking bananas.
I feel like they put Megan Fox in there to distract her from the fact.
That's exactly why they put her in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they took her out. But yo, great fucking.
But then
movie.
Like Mark Wahlberg did one, right?
Yeah. Oh God, it's fucking crazy. But that's what I like. I like going to see the fucking silliness that has become Transformers. Like it's
that
like
bums
fucking
me out,
insane.
Man.
Yeah, it does. And it
I'd
is
rather
it
watch
is.
The one from the movie from the '80s, the one that's all sad and depressing.
Oh yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Is the Transformers fucking... movies in the '80s?
Yeah, well, but there was a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Well, like Optimus
wait,
Prime dies.
Yeah.
Like,
Jinx.
It's a fucking downer.
Wow.
It's not like a happy
movie.
Oh
yeah, man. You
want to
talk about when my
story
struggle started to be all fucked up was when I watched Optimus Prime fucking like blink out.
Was that because it was your character? Like you felt you identified
he
with
was
him?
The leader of the fucking Autobots.
And
yeah,
that
was
the
voice that you could do?
That'd what? Be like George Washington getting killed or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you feel like...
But he's better than George Washington.
I sound like
way
Optimus
better.
Prime. Did he die and then the series continued?
Well, yeah. Like
sort of.
A cartoon, yeah.
And White Lion did the soundtrack, right?
It just,
was
yeah,
it, White
it just... Like, the movies just became ridiculous. And like Anthony Hopkins is in one of them. Like towards yeah.
How
Anthony,
much did they pay him to
I
do that?
I do
movie?
Not know. But that's why I love Transformers.
He's a guy who would be like, "Go fuck yourself." How much? Okay.
I love Transformers. I love a big budget fucking Transformers movie.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Who was the best Hulk?
Ooh,
Mark Ruffalo.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno is number two.
Lou Ferrigno is up
solid
there.
Solid effort.
Yeah. And,
what did you like better about Mark?
I think like his he had like that chump.
Didn't he
like,
seem smarter when he was
yeah,
regular
like,
than Lou
like,
did? All right,
so who the fuck else was the Hulk? You got fucking
Edward
Norton.
Norton?
Come on, no.
I mean, I do love Ed Norton though.
I
feel
do
like
love
he's,
oh, no, he's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I like
awesome.
Ed Norton doing things that aren't the incredible
like
fucking
Red
Hulk.
Like Red Dragon. And,
yeah. You know, and who the fuck else? Was
no,
the
Lou Ferrigno. Like when the thing about Lou though, when he became the Hulk. They didn't like CGI Hulk. They just put green paint on him.
Yeah,
just
how big
person.
He was.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. But he can't really speak English.
Do you think
very
he
well.
Gives good hugs?
Who,
you,
Lou Ferrigno? Yeah,
think,
fuck
I
yeah.
Bet he gives
or do you
hugs.
Think
he's deaf.
Like,
he gives the best hugs.
But do you
and
think
he,
tries
and
to
he
squeeze
speaks
his
really
arms?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Do you think he squeezes his
he
arms
sounds like
in?
He's got those fucking headphones on
with
that app all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. Do you think he
oh,
tries
you think
to, like,
he'll do that
you?
With us, you guys?
Oh, God, a deaf person doing that game?
No.
I think that would open a portal to another dimension.
It would.
It might,
yeah, that
happen.
Would be a whole other thing.
Okay. Somebody asked, what local comic do you love the most and what local comic irritates you?
Ooh, what a good question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to answer like a goddamn politician. you know what? I'm going to go Tyler Hittner for the local comic.
He's
I love
so
most.
Great. Yeah.
He's a fucking good dude.
Good
he
dude.
He promotes every fucking show. He's excited to fucking do it. He always wants to write, but he knows he needs to work on what he's fucking working on. If fucking people gave half the amount of shit that Tyler Hittner has.
Yeah.
This fucking
there'd be a
scene,
lot more
yeah,
great comics.
There'd be a lot more fucking great comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler's the best.
Tyler's fucking great for that. And keep in mind, all the reasons why I liked him have nothing to do with his jokes.
And not to mention, he's one of the nicest, greatest people I've ever fucking
met. He really is.
And the people that annoy me the most are the ones that are the opposite of fucking Tyler Hitner. The ones that fucking feel they're owed something, or the ones that fucking have a grudge for whatever reason. It's like, man, just go out, be funny, be, you know, what the fuck? Like, there's no blueprint to comedy, but being an asshole doesn't fucking help the situation.
Yeah.
Do your fucking work.
Do you think Brian should answer at least one question with the headphones on?
Oh my God! Yes. Yeah. Why didn't I think
of
that?
Idea,
good
friend.
Idea, right? Jesus.
It just occurred to me.
Tara got me this.
Tara got him like one of those like desk, like those like little placard things you put on your desk that has your name, but it says I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Take my picture with this.
I will.
Frank, do it. One without the headphones.
Hold on, I don't have
the headphones.
Hold on, here we go, ready?
Make sure you get the thing.
I got the thing, don't worry.
And now do one with the headphones because it looks like I'm sending a spaceship into outer space.
The poor people on this podcast have to listen to you get your picture taken.
Yeah, we have to listen to
Well,
dead
if somebody
air.
Was prepared, I wouldn't have to fucking wait and
with
kill
what,
time.
Your picture times?
Hey, this is
I'm
just
ready.
As good as a commercial with fucking Russ's dank ass delectable
it
edibles.
Is.
This whole episode is a commercial
for anybody thinking about eating edibles.
And that
edibles,
fucking go-kart.
Yeah, people who buy them, they're tremendous edibles. Just know if you eat an entire one.
If they got to Brian, he's like an elephant.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
No, that's true, though.
I've never been compared to an elephant in such a positive way.
No, look.
But granted, I've been referred to as an elephant
you have
before.
Not. There's
no, we have seen you consume enormous numbers of edibles. Enormous amounts. And
this
is fucking
like a dainty
putting you on the
snack
floor.
And look at you.
Yeah, and you're like... Hard, it's hitting you hard.
Like
I did
something.
Have more than like,
and
one.
Those are tiny, like they're like
they're
the
so
size
little.
Of a chocolate truffle,
and they smell good,
and they taste delicious,
and they're strong as fuck.
Like,
so just buy them, but
yeah,
eat half of one,
please be
eat
careful.
A quarter of one to start.
Nike, just do it.
Eat
all
a
right,
quarter
next,
a quarter of one to start.
Okay, yeah,
just,
all right.
We're gonna
just
get so
sniff
many,
one to start.
We're
out.
Gonna get so many messages that are like, I couldn't, I went to the bathroom and then I just stayed there the rest of the night because
right?
I felt like I couldn't get out.
All right, so what am I doing now?
You're going to answer a question with the headphones on.
Okay. Ready?
But you got to talk into her phone and shit.
All right, they're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'll ask you the question, and then I'll start the thing and put it in your...
So don't talk right away.
Okay. So Ash asks, would you rather know how you're going to die or the exact time you're going to die?
And I have to do that with these fucking headphones on?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I would like to know... when I'm going to die, because then I can plan my life.
What
right
would you plan? What
up
would you plan?
Until the moment I fucking die.
Oh my God, why?
Oh my God, I just realized what you sound like. Keep going, though.
Go
keep
ahead,
going.
Stephen
Hawking. I'm gonna,
no worse.
That's the answer. I would want to know when.
Okay.
Oh my God. No one, you guys aren't going to get this. Anyone listening who's watched the series Twin Peaks, you sound like the man from another place in the red room who in the show speaks when they recorded him. The actor just knows how to talk backwards. He can say words backwards. So they recorded him talking backwards and then they played it forwards. So it sounds like you.
Wow.
You sound
that's
like
a really
from
specific
another place.
Very that's
specific.
A very specific.
Since the first time you did it a few minutes ago, I was like, who the fuck is that? And I'm like, it's a little guy. It's a little tiny man. He's a little midget.
Little person, Frank.
No, he's a midget. He's a little tiny midget.
Two more questions.
Okay, go.
Okay. Do you want to do the headphones or is regular?
I feel like the headphones are a good idea. I just think it's a good
Frank's
idea.
Frank's face when you do the headphones is like how I imagine, like if you had a kid and you got them the best Christmas presents and you saw them see the tree for the first time, that's the joy that I envision.
Can you record Frank? No. Yeah,
can
Frank, you got to record
Frank?
Yourself. I want to.
If Frank is his
like
phone,
five,
I'll record him.
Yeah, I got a little
bit. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, ready?
So, but I'll do one question with that one.
And one with. Okay.
And you can pick what one gets
this
the
This one goes
what
with.
One? With okay. What one?
What with one?
The headphones were not on me when I did that.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, ready? If he had to receive an elbow off the top rope from Macho Man or a top rope splash from Jimmy Superfly Snuka, which would he choose and why? Hang on, don't start.
That's a good question.
Okay, go ahead.
That would be the Macho Man. Ooh, yeah!
Ooh, yeah!
Freak out, freak out.
Oh, my God, what is happening?
I'm the queen.
Why would you choose the Macho Man?
Yeah. I'm the Macho.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Why? Why?
Elizabeth.
Propose to her.
Will you marry me?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man, freaked out.
So be the Macho Man.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
I would have taken Superfly.
Holy shit.
I feel like the elbow has a bigger chance of hurting you than the body, the splash.
Yeah, but man, the story.
Oh, the story would be great. Okay. That took a lot out of me.
That was a lot.
It took a lot out of me.
It took a lot out of me too, you guys.
Alright, so the last question comes from my mom.
Whoa.
Who texted me to ask this question. Ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite edibles? Edible underwear or edible arrangements?
That's a good one.
She's real sassy now.
Yeah, mom's cool.
Yeah. Real sassy lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Edible arrangements.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
Hell yeah. Tara sent me an edible arrangements at work.
That's like, awesome.
Like, right? Like, she's like, just because it's Friday, you know, and
she's,
I'm thinking
honestly,
of you.
Honestly, that was really freaking cute.
Yeah, it was fucking cool. So, edible arrangements. Like, that was a really cool moment. If I can feel like that again, that's so much better than feeling awkward trying to take off edible underwear with my mouth.
Are they all made out of like fruit roll-up material? Edible underwear?
Yeah, yeah, like an edible
be.
Arrangement.
I don't know.
Is
what is the deal?
I don't like
good.
Fruit roll-ups.
I love fruit roll-ups. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to deal with. They're all chewy. They get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah,
that would be great. But then
it's
I wouldn't want to have
like
that.
Like, roll-up
like,
juice in your pussy.
This is like, yo man, like
yo man.
That's what it's like.
You tell us, y'all.
Because it'd be like, you know, you got motherfuckers out here eating ass, and you're talking about edible fucking underwear. Like, that's kids' play, if you ask me. Give me the fucking edible arrangement with the juicy chocolate covered fucking pineapples all day long. Fuck up. Shout out to Russ.
Do you know how bad it hurts?
Oh, God.
It hurts so much. That's to take amazing. A sip of whiskey and almost laugh and spit it out, and then have it go up the back of your head into your nose. It hurts so much. It hurts so much.
That's amazing.
Oh, God. It hurts.
Just
so
it hurt, Frank.
Oh, it hurts so
oh
much.
Doing okay?
I'm okay.
I'm doing great. How are you guys
doing? I'm doing great.
I'm fine.
Yeah, edible arrangements.
You got some, like, banging edible arrangements. She sent you, like, the good stuff.
She's the fucking best.
She seems pretty awesome.
Is.
She's really dope.
Don't you feel like
she's
the
really
female
dope.
Version of Ash? Like, she's just the best.
Yeah,
person?
She really it must is. Be nice.
No,
sorry,
I love
Kirsten
my, sucks.
I love my Mexican girlfriend. She's the greatest.
No, but she seems fucking great. Like, you went away. And she got you cool presents, and then she just got you edible arrangements for no fucking reason, which edible arrangements are the best fucking thing.
And they're not cheap.
Yeah. No, they're not cheap. They're not cheap.
Yeah.
And they're so good.
It's just fucking dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All you have to do is give away a couple of fucks you've been hoarding.
Whoa. Yeah. You've been hoarding them up, man.
All I had to do was give a fuck.
But really, you have Ash to thank for your whole fucking relationship.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, she's a total babe.
She's but like she, real hot.
Yeah.
And Ash is the one who was like, Brian, open
guess
your heart.
Guess what we're doing.
Yeah, all you do is listen to Ash.
No way. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna listen to Ash.
Ash should have like a Dear Abby like advice. Yeah,
he should have an advice.
Ash
like
is like podcast, Ash yeah. is like my Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
Or your Wilson from
Boy Meets World. Yeah, Wilson. He's more of a Wilson.
He's definitely a Wilson.
He's Wilson.
He's just super wise.
He's like, I'll talk to you, but I'm not that into it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing other things.
He's Wilson.
I'm busy.
Like, let
I'm
me
busy
just tell you
building
some
Katie's fucking house for no reason.
She didn't ask me to, but I'm just gonna do it because I'm that kind of guy.
Fuck yeah.
You make us all feel bad about ourselves, Ash.
I know. He makes me feel bad.
You make us all look worse.
He's
I
great.
Try to make him the best food I can make, like, every day. I'll be like, would you like to have shrimp with, like, spicy, like, pan-seared polenta? Because I'm like, I don't do anything. He just does everything.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pay him back in other ways. I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
We're working on it.
Right? Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
But Tara's like a babe.
Yeah, she's hot. She's a good-looking girl.
She's like real hot.
She is.
She's probably the hottest person. She's the hottest person I've seen out of your phone.
Out of your phone. Yeah.
Wow.
Of all the girls we've seen, the hottest. I
yeah,
say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I throw that up
right?
there. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She really is.
She is. Babe.
Yeah, because she's like hot and like beautiful.
She's cool.
It's not the same thing, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And thoughtful and smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know.
Yeah, normally they're
dumb. I'm a lucky guy.
Right? Normally they're dumb. If they're going to be that pretty, they're
like,
dumb.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's fine. She's so pretty. Let's deal with it.
You know
is
what she
both.
Booked? She booked us a. She booked us a. We're going to do
I
a,
want you to only talk with headphones on.
Oh, we're, please. Wait. Tell us about the headphones. Please. Just do it. Hang on. Let me turn it on.
It would make me happy if you only wore those for the rest of your life.
You can talk about it after, but for right now, go ahead.
She booked us to go on a photo shoot with a fucking unicorn. I can't fucking wait. We're gonna have a photo shoot with a motherfucking unicorn. But you can't ride the unicorn. You can only look at it. Shit.
Why is the laugh creepy?
I don't know. It's weird. Different. You can't touch it either. It's like that movie. What's that movie? Legend.
Yeah, like we've like
shit goes bad if you touch the unicorn.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
touch it.
Really, we got the photo shoot with the
don't
unicorn.
Touch it,
like,
wait, she booked you a photo shoot with a unicorn?
Not me. Like she wanted to. She asked me if I wanted to go. I'm like, yeah, I'll go. She's like, you really want to go? I'm like,
because she's
fuck,
doing it.
Yeah, she's doing
That's
it.
Amazing.
And she's bringing her friend who's a professional photographer. So we're gonna have like
this
glamour
is so
shots
this
with
is
a unicorn.
With a fucking angry horse with a thing on its head.
Yeah, and we're the last ones this to go. I know he's gonna be agitated by then.
This is literally all my favorite things. This is so great.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. But then like I'm doing a show in West Virginia, and it was on a weekend.
Is she gonna go?
She's not coming to West Virginia, but she's flying into Philly, and I'm going to meet her in Philly. She has a friend that lives.
Cool.
Her friend lives in Philly. So.
Why is that a weird handsome
Because she lives in Philly.
Okay.
And so she's flying into Philly to stay with her friend, and then I'm picking her up. And
so for everyone watching, it looks as if Brian is an interpreter for deaf people.
Yeah, that's what's just happening.
Like, he's every syllable and every word, he's popping his fingers down.
There's a lot of popping.
And then when it flies, he flies away.
He flies. Like, when she flies on an airplane, his hands fly away.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It looks like an interpretive dance sit.
But it's just,
like
a dope thing we're doing. Like, it's just fucking, you know.
Are you going to get a cheesesteak? Go to fucking
Gino's. Yeah, going to Gino's.
Go to both.
Yeah.
Go to both places.
Okay, all right.
Do
okay.
it.
It's across the fucking
IBS.
Street.
Yeah, well, tell you have to have both.
And also, that's not even the big Philly sandwich. It's this other place. It's like a different sandwich.
Well, look it up, Frank, and send it
I'll
to
fucking
me.
Look it up, man.
Yeah, I am not going
to
get that.
Frank and I are both. You need to. We're
There's
both
no
big
way
food people.
You got
to
get all the good things in the place you go.
Can I just have a fucking weekend with
no,
my girlfriend?
No, you
Jesus
can't. You
got to
get the good
Christ.
Foods.
I brought Ash. Do you remember the Chinese food place that we went to
yes,
in Boston?
Dumpling.
Dumpling House. I brought Ash there, and he was like, this is the best
it's
Chinese
fucking
food
awesome.
I've ever had in my life.
It's
yeah.
fucking awesome.
The fuck are you guys talking about?
We went to this
Gourmet
place
Dumpling
Gourmet
House.
Dumpling House in Boston. So fucking
it's
good.
It's killer.
Cash only. Open like at 10 o'clock at night.
Nothing's
it's
in English. It's fucking
Nothing's
awesome.
Nothing's in English. So fucking good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just saying.
It's the greatest. I was so excited.
It'd be right? cool. You know, it's nice that you filled your friends in on the dumpling house. I didn't know about it. I didn't know about the dumpling house. You think if friends are sharing information about motherfucking dumpling house?
It was like
houses.
A year ago.
It was a year ago. It was really good.
A year ago,
though.
March 6th. So
but I Saturday. Brought Ash there. Yeah, it was on a Saturday. We all got the date right that time. That was weird.
Yeah, nobody fucked it up.
Weird how that worked. We all got it right. So.
Exactly. Shout out to Russ.
But we should book a show. I'll book a show in Boston and fucking go again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I could.
I'm down for dumplings.
I'm down. Like
hashtag
only
down
for
the dumplings.
Dumplings. Down for dumplings.
Hashtag
forever.
Down for dumplings.
DTF. I don't know. Down for dumplings always.
Yeah.
Well, that would be DTD.
Yeah.
DFD.
DFD.
Yeah. DFD. Down for dumplings.
All right. So where are we going this weekend? Do you remember? Do you want to say it with the headphones?
No, we're going to we're going to the Axe Bar. Frank knows the place. The R1 Kart Racing Entertainment fucking arcade bar, fucking billiards.
Yep.
Bowling, you name it.
There's
got
everything.
The Rhode Island Indoor Kart Entertainment Center.
That's exactly what I was
Rhode
saying.
Island Indoor Kart Entertainment Center.
Yeah.
Rhode Island Kart Rhode Entertainment
Kart.
Center.
Amazing.
They have axe throwing, go-karts, an arcade. They have food, a sports bar. It's fucking awesome.
You got all the things.
They got everything, and I'm psyched. I've been excited for so long.
Oh.
Me too.
Me three.
Everyone's excited.
I'm going to eat a handful of Cialis and have a big boner.
Me too.
I'm going to dress like Ash.
What?
Ash wears like, sometimes when we... Actually, his
wait, which at? Oh, you're Ash.
Every time we go out, he just wears like these outfits that look like rock star outfits because he wears like some metal band T-shirt, black jeans, and a black jean jacket.
Okay.
And black glasses and black shoes.
Uh huh. Is he in
I'm
black
just
face?
Gonna dress like him.
And black face. It's very uncomfortable.
He has black face, but it's like super cute when he does it. He's, like, cute.
That's why we call him Ash. All right. So the only other thing I are we done with the games? Is everything done?
I think we're done.
I think
we're
pretty good.
Okay, I've got one question for you. I'm being closed on it. Ready?
I'm ready.
This is from Derek Furtado.
Okay.
Your pal.
Okay.
For Brian, fuck, marry, kill Kelly Kapowski, Jesse Spano, Lisa Turtle.
Did he really send that in just now?
No, he said
are
it before.
Are you
I forgot
fucking
about.
Kidding me?
That's a good one.
It's
man.
A great one. He's got two, so go ahead. You do that one.
All right, so who is it? Kelly Kapowski?
Jesse Spano.
The three.
Lisa
the three
the
women
three
on
girls.
The fucking show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just exclude Donna. what's her name? Who is Tori Spelling's
No, name? I would. Hey, I would marry Kelly, kill Jesse, fuck Lisa.
Why would you kill Jesse? Okay.
Everyone would do that.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
that's what everyone would do.
I would kill Jesse, fuck Kelly, marry Lisa.
Why?
Lisa's way better wife than Kelly. Kelly's stupid. She probably is like, oh, I made you Kraft macaroni and cheese, but I burned it because I didn't know milk should go in there.
She would do
that. You know I'm right.
She's kind of selling me on it. All right. I would marry Lisa and fuck Kelly.
I was just thinking.
Either way, Jesse dies.
I was just thinking if you married Kelly, you could have sex with her for a long time.
No. She'd be too stupid.
No, man. You want the brains of the operation.
You want the brains. You want Lisa.
You do?
Yeah. And Lisa's cute.
Hell yeah.
She is cute.
Eventually, up ball is going to be dragging on the ground when you go to the beach, Frank.
All right. Same question. Fuck, marry, kill. Zach Morris, AC Slater, Screech Powers.
I kill Screech. I would marry AC, and I would fuck Zach.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
This is tough because are we separating Mario Lopez from AC?
Because
I'm not trying to get beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
wait, what do you mean get beat?
Because Mario Lopez was like a huge wife beater.
He was?
Yeah.
What a cool guy.
Look at Frank.
So
with the
Mario, phone. I feel like I'm going to have to kill.
Frank, you're the big
He's
deal.
He's kind of a big deal. I think I'm. And then Zach Morris ended up in. Didn't he end up in like Christian movies? No,
I don't know.
No, that's Kirk Cameron.
That's Kirk Cameron.
No, he's the worst. You kill him right away.
All right, I would marry the Fresh Prince. I would kill Urkel. And
no,
I would marry Waldo Geraldo.
Kirk Cameron marry his fucking stupid girlfriend from the show in
Put
later
the headphones
seasons.
On and say that. Waldo Geraldo Faldo.
He did a movie called Fireproof, and it's about his marriage.
Yeah.
About how they're fireproof.
They're fireproof? I Sure.
He's an awful person.
I don't know what's
going on. All right.
That's what we're going to end.
I hope he's
okay?
dead.
I have no idea what just happened.
Doing a good job.
We did it, guys. Hands
we
in the middle.
We did it. Hands in the middle.
Yay.
All right. Yay.
Hail Satan. Good job.
That's right.
Brian, you want to sign us off with your headphones on?
No, I want Frank to sign us off.
I think you should do
it
with the headphones on.
No, for
right,
well,
off.
No, let's
Wait,
do the, let's do real stuff. We got Russ's delectable edibles. Russ's dank ass delectables. Go find them on Facebook. Shout out to Karen who had a baby. Karen had a baby. Derek also had a baby. Yo, everybody that's been listening. And
Overwatch
fucking yeah, shout out to everybody.
Okay,
not too
ready?
High to remember name.
What am I doing?
Frank?
You're gonna
Hold
sign
on.
Us off. No, don't worry, just sign us off, Frank.
How about
sign us
say
off.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Smash the like button.
Oh, leave a review, guys.
Leave a review. Good one.
A good one.
Thank you for spending your time with us.
Thank you for spending your time with us.
Mecca like a high, Mecca
Chubby. Russ's dank ass delectable edibles.
And where are we going Friday?
Bye. Going? I can't. Bye. Thank you for letting
me be myself again. The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.